clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, and everybody just told me to shut up, and I don't know what that means. Mark, what's going on here?
I'm in love.
You are such a trip. Anyway, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes. I'm here with my buds. It's another really, really hot day, and thankfully, it's the last day of the U.S. Surf Open.
Incorrect.
Sunday.
It's the last weekend. I'm sorry.
we'll get your back straight, ma'am.
There was no place to park, and I just...
Bullshit. You got my back of my garage.
Yeah, thank goodness for Mark and the garage in the alley for parking spaces.
I take care of my women.
Thank God for Magic Mark and his alleyways. Anyway, hey, I found this very exciting that the first Asian Hemp Summit next February in Kathmandu, and I think that's really, really exciting because, as we know, they've been growing hemp in China for 6,000 years. So that's a part of Asia, isn't it, Mark?
Mm-hmm. What do I know?
Okay, that's right. You don't know. And
Is that a continent?
I don't know.
Is it a country?
It says industrial hemp across the continent. I don't know. It could be a city.
Thank God for Trump.
Trumpty Dumpty, why?
Because he got it started there.
You really think?
That's why he's been going to, Asia, man. Well,
I don't know if Trump had anything to do with it.
I know, yeah.
But it looks like they actually have some people that are not from Asian countries involved in it. They have somebody from Czechoslovakia. You know, it looks like it's going to be a worldwide kind of thing as well.
So I wish we could go. Where can we get money? Let's go do a GoFundMe page so we can go to this.
Exactly. Podcasting from Kathmandu could be really great.
Yeah.
Talk about high altitude.
we'll be really high on top of being high. Exactly. I love that. Mark, do you want to come?
No.
Do you want to fund it?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll be your bodyguards.
Henry, can you fund it?
We can...
Well, can I get back with you on that?
Yeah, we'll get back.
Anyway, I thought that was really exciting, and they have world-class speakers. This is a real, real big deal, guys, for the hemp industry, and I applaud it. It's going to be in 2019. Was there a date yet?
There is not an exact date.
Okay. Oh, what is it? February.
February.
February 1 and 2.
Of this year?
Of 2019. Early bird signups are through October 12th.
Oh, good. Make sure we get our early bird signups. Anyway, CBD is exploding, and I said that I didn't want to talk about it. I'm so sick of it. But every day there's more and more CBD stories. And I read something, I think it was yesterday or this morning, about it's exploding in Indiana. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, what is going to happen?
Well, I think what's starting to happen is we're seeing different laws and legislation start to pop up, a few hurdles in terms of being in what they're now throwing in a whole set of compliance laws for CBDs. And they're making it a little difficult to do business because they're generally deferring to the Fed on this, which is still the federal government and the FDA.
But they did that with cannabis.
They
did. The cities did the same thing with cannabis. So, you know, people, get your teams together and pound them because there's power in numbers. Don't let them do to hemp what they did to cannabis because it delayed the process.
And I think what they're seeing is sort of a little of a genie's out of the bottle and now we need to get some control on it kind of reaction in terms of the legislation that's coming up, passing laws that say, well, we're going to wait to see what the FDA says.
Well, there's a coffee shop in Costa Mesa called Coffee Dose. And I've called them, but they never called me back, so I'm kind of pissed. Anyway, I wanted to have them on the show.
But you're plugging them anyway.
Well, I wanted to have them on the show, and they're having problems, and I wanted them to talk about it. One of their drinks can no longer have CBD oil in them, as she talks about the state cracking down on places selling food and drinks with CBD in them. So don't call it CBD, morons. Call it hemp extract. Hemp oil. Do not call it CBD. If you call it CBD, they're going to crack down on your ass.
And part of the reason on the cracking down on you calling it CBD is it's either, it can be from either cannabis or industrial hemp, and they don't like that gray area. So if you're dealing with CBDs that are extracted from industrial hemp, the way I'm looking at it, you should be in the clear because
yeah, but how do law enforcement, because no offense, guys, but you're not that smart when it comes to cannabis and hemp. All they know is it's illegal. They're not going to take 5 minutes to say to you, let me see your paperwork. Is that hemp CBD? Is that hemp oil? And let me see your extraction paper. I mean,
right. They're not. They're just going to shut you down. They're going to give you a citation and say, sorry, you're out of business until...
Well, this is probably a good time for me to talk is what the local politics that we've been dealing with in Huntington Beach is, I mean, we recently had our Tuesday night street fair ban the sale of hemp CBD products, and we just
were any of them called hemp oil?
They were. I talked to Live.
Were they called hemp or were they called CBD?
I talked to Live Organics, the actual booth that was on Tuesday night street fairs.
Yes.
His name's Christian. He's the owner of
it. Okay.
And he uses industrial based hemp. So.
And is that what it said on his signs, or did it say CBD?
I never checked his...
Exactly.
So...
And what I'm saying to people, don't call it CBD.
Correct.
They have... It leaves a bad taste or in the mouths of these morons because they don't know what it is.
Well, yes. And there's a really big propensity for the government that are making all the laws... Mm-hmm. To use the derogatory terms that were invented in the 30s when they made hemp illegal. Mm-hmm. Marijuana is not a word. It didn't exist before William Randolph Hearst and his group of lobbyists invented it so they could come up with a derogatory term to criminalize an industry. And when we use it, we subjugate our businesses to the same set of laws that ran hemp out of, you know, that began hemp prohibition. Stop doing it. Call it cannabis. That's what it is.
But wait a minute. If you call it, no, it's hemp oil. But if you call right. it cannabis, they're really going to come down on you because they think cannabis is marijuana, pot, weed, grass.
Well, that's the whole thing. But as an industry, as business people, we need to really formulate the language.
Wait a minute. That why we don't want they, and, wait a minute. What you saying formulate the language? Fuck the CBD. Call it what it really is.
Salt and pepper.
Cannabidiol. That's what it's really called. Right. So don't call it CBD. Call it cannabidiol. That's what you're supposed to call it.
How do you spell
it.
That, Patty?
CANNABIDIOL.
Damn, woo-hoo! That's an educated woman, folks.
The chemical doesn't make consumers high, but international demand for CBD is growing as word spreads, including claims CBD can ease pain, reduce inflammation. I mean, you got to call it hemp oil. And I think that's going to change the face of it when you're talking to people that do not understand it and group it with pot.
And here's the interesting thing. When I first started investigating CBD and hemp oil, I, you know, had people sort of looking down on me because I wanted to know about hemp oil. And they were
Jennifer,
like,
that's only because they were taller than you, dear.
Are you saying she's short? Anyhow, go ahead.
She's a normal sized woman, but she just hangs out with guys that are playing basketball.
What I was saying is there are people who don't think hemp oil is the right term because it's too broad of a term, because it can mean...
But to them...
To the government. Is that the them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about the government. I'm not talking about anybody else but them, because those are the people that are most bothered by CBD. They think CBD is pot. Mm-hmm. Marijuana, that's what they think it is. Right. And I think that if we continue using that word, then they, you know, they keep coming down on us.
But here's something I want to tell everyone and show everyone. Here's something that, because we have recently had a CBD shop open in Huntington Beach, and this is the code that they utilized. Okay, I'll read it. It says, retail sale only. No psychoactive products permitted. Any and all products, including CBD, sold must be sourced from industrial hemp per section 11018 and section 4.1 of health and safety code. So that's from, actually, I got that from the planning department.
But, which tells HB Planning, no disrespect, they don't have a clue.
Because,
that's all I'm saying.
Well, there was that whole thing with the California version of the FDA that just came out and said,
the fact sheet, yeah,
you can't sell CBD or hemp oil,
but that's in food,
but or as a supplement. So any capsules, tinctures, tonics, all that stuff, anything that you eat, you are not supposed to be able to sell until the FDA approves it.
Smoke pot. The FDA are morons. You know, because if you watch TV, and I say this every week, everything they've approved, people are losing their arms, their legs, their kidneys, their livers, their penises, their tits, everything. Things are falling off, falling apart.
I don't want to lose my dick.
Because of all the drugs.
Well, take some more hemp.
Because of all the drugs they blessed. Does that mean?
Yeah, I agree. The FDA is not looking out for those of us who are trying to
I call that the Federal Dumb Association.
Yeah, you got to work
hard. It's
all
for profits. We all know that.
Yeah, it's all about who has the strongest lobby, and we all know it's the pharmaceuticals and Monsanto.
Anyway, right. It's all about money.
We just look at GW Pharmaceuticals. They're trying to push that CBD drug it works okay, but like I've been following.
But how does anybody... Okay, I only know about cannabis THC. I don't know that much about CBD. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for it. Yeah. I've never used it. I smoke pot. I use CBD THC. And I know what it's done for my patients, THC. I don't know anything about CBD. That's my thing.
But the thing is, when your products do have CBD in them.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
But
so
I think it takes the blend of the both of them to make it great medicine. That's what I say.
Well, that's why it works best for me, for my epilepsy. I mean, that's what I've
seen. Do you use CBD alone?
I use it, to be honest, I use both.
Exactly.
I grow one-to-one ratio strains.
Exactly. And I think that's the best strain. Listen, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with this battle, or whatever we're calling it.
It's not really a battle.
No, we're trying to educate you. It's just all fun. Mark, make me a sandwich, honey. We'll be right back with more Hot Pot Topics.
With bacon.
Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. We're so... Thank you. We're so glad you joined us.
Patty, it's so much fun to be back on the air again.
That was the U.S. Open crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the homeless?
Yeah, we're not giving them meth, so they're not happy.
Okay, anyway, we're back, and as you can see, we're having a great time through all this heat and all the traffic at the U.S. Open, but we're really happy to be here, and we're talking about CBD again today because it needs to be talked about, because every day... the laws are changing. And now, you know, Jen just found something that we were laughing at and what we know to be true. And she found it because the DEA says it's true.
Well, of course, the DEA is saying it's true because the FDA said it's not true. But the DEA...
Wait a minute. Don't they work in the same place for the same guy?
They Well, I think they're in separate buildings. They might not that's have it. Phones that go okay. across the street okay. or something.
I think that's it. There's no communication. What are they saying?
That hemp-derived CBD oil products are federally legal.
Hoo-ah!
Dun, now,
dun, 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 dun.
DEA, which I call the Dumb Employment Agency, clarifies a what does that say?
Cannabinoids legality.
Okay, so what are they saying?
What they're saying is that it's legal, that it's from industrial hemp, and that they are not part of the Controlled Substance Act.
And I swear by this, because the DEA said it. Now, why are we being harassed? Why are they closing down people that are using CBD oils? Henry, you're looking at this. Yeah. What do you say?
I just see it's just, you know, the lobbyists are winning because they got the money. That's what sucks.
Yeah, but wait a minute. This is in black and white print. We didn't make this up.
Yeah. But it's sad because, I mean, what's happening in California for us?
I can't make this shit up.
No, you couldn't make it up.
So, wait a minute. Why aren't they reading the same thing we are? That's what I don't understand.
And why is there no interagency communication? Because that's what it seems like. You know, the DEA is doing their thing, and they're saying, no, we're not going after this because it's not a controlled substance. There's the Farm Bill Act that Mitch McConnell sponsored. The Hemp Farming Act of 2018 has gotten bipartisan support in D.C. Okay. Obviously, the people want this. Why are our elected officials not listening?
Because their pockets are in special interests.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We need to send this. We need to copy this article and put it everywhere. I mean, I've posted it numerous times.
I think we should send it to the Pope.
Does he smoke pot?
He sure got a smile on his face most of the time.
Well, we know some of those.
How do we get this? I mean, was this fake news, as Trumpty Dumpty would say?
I don't know if it's fake news. I think since they're giving us Senate Bill Act numbers
what
and all that.
What I can do is I have a contact in the DEA. I will ask my contacts regarding this article.
Would you? Oh, yes. Please.
His name is to be not mentioned.
We won't talk about Jonathan.
Here's a quote. In humans, CBD exhibits no effects indicative of any abuse or dependence potential. CBD is generally well tolerated with a good safety profile. To date, there is no evidence of recreation use of CBD or any public health related problems.
I got the perfect solution. We're going to give it to Amway.
What? CBD? Oh my God.
No, we really don't want...
Yeah, Neutralite, look out.
We really don't want it in a pyramid scheme.
Oh, it's not a pyramid scheme.
But it already is,
yeah.
That's true, but, you know, let's not talk about the pyramid schemers and talk about the legit business people.
Right, and we're totally into CBD. Now, let me ask a question that I think that most of our viewers are wanting to ask.
How can I get some?
And... has there been any testing done on CBD?
You can test it on me, Patty.
Okay, Mark, lay down.
Oh.
Where's that CBD oil? Well, just like you do with the cat?
Yeah.
I shove it down
my
cat's throat.
It's my lower back, you know, my lower back.
Well, I'll say most of the studies, if you want to find it, I'll always recommend projectcbd.org. I mean, they're always the best when it comes to the looking up studies in regards to anything cannabis or hemp CBD-based.
Let's get Amazon involved.
What's the name of it?
Project CBD.
Oh, that's right. Who runs that? ProjectCBD.org?
Correct.
Google it.
I love Google.
Google's
my best friend.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's
it. We both got it at the same time.
10 tips for buying hemp-derived... But I want to know what they're saying about it.
So they got things like science, guidance, resources... Yeah,
and there's a lot of science behind it. There is a lot of medical research
We got UCI that's now doing it. UC San Diego.
Well, Michigan is enrolling patients in two studies on cannabis and its use in the management of chronic pain. I get that. Yeah. I have a lot of chronic pain people that use that the brownies for their pain.
I have that's a lot of my customers as well.
For CBD.
For CBD. They're looking for relief from chronic pain.
So do you have anyone that we can talk to that it's not right this minute, but
yeah,
that would want to come to the...
It's your boyfriend. He's always interrupting us.
It's the CBD guy.
No, it's your boyfriend.
He's calling in dun, quick. Dun,
dun. No, it's my brother.
I think, yeah, we should get some people on and maybe talk to end users who are saying, this is what I use.
Yep, I threw my opiates away and got CBD.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
let's
both of the people that we want to talk to, I don't have experience with it, so I can't speak for it. Mm-hmm. You know,
But Jennifer does, and so does Henry.
Yeah.
And Henry, you say you use it?
Yeah, for my, I've been battling.
But you use THC too, so you can't. How can you? I mean, you use them both, so and.
Because I have I have to use THC because my seizures tend to happen at night. So,
why is there a reason?
Not necessarily, but I mean, my type of epilepsy, it's just because it's juvenile myoclonic epilepsy.
Are you still a young kid? Is that why?
Well, I had it.
Did you have it when you were a young kid?
I started when I was having seizures when I was 12.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So and I'm 33 right now. So I mean, I've had it for quite a while. So. I've had, you know...
And before you were using medical marijuana and CBD, mm-hmm. what were you using? How were you being treated?
Just with
pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals, yeah.
And...
I had horrible side effects. I mean mood fire changes.
I saw pictures of them.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's just, oh my God. It's just like, I mean, it's just a matter of like, I mean, I had horrible weight gain, weight loss. I mean, it's just... There's so many.
Oh,
I mean,
but we'll just give you another drug to treat all those bad side effects.
Like the worst one, like for instance, like, I mean, a lot of people with epilepsy would know this one, Depakote or Valproic acid. Horrible fucking drug. I'll say it. I mean, horrible fucking drug. And luckily I got off of this year and I'm finally losing this weight that I've gained.
Now,
for so
are
many
those
years.
Drugs opioids or are they? Are they just pharmaceuticals? They're not.
Well, I would say there are some epilepsy drugs that you gotta be careful of because some of them that I mean, like they do are kind of like on that borderline. Because I mean, there's some that I got. I was like Topamax. I fucking hated that one because I mean, dopey. I mean, they call it Dopamax.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like Keppra. That was Keppra. Almost. I mean, it gave me mood swings. Then. What else?
And CBD makes you happy.
Correct.
And I know people who use THC product at night because it helps them sleep so much better.
Yeah.
And then they take CBD during the day because they don't like the feel of being stoned.
I'm more productive that way.
They sum it up. They're more productive if they're taking CBD, and they feel like they get the relief that they need to get through the day.
And with a lot of the pharmaceuticals I was on, I was having insomnia issues. Like, it was hard for me to go to sleep, so I needed the THC as well to go to sleep.
Right.
Because I was on sleeping pills as well, and those are very addictive.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Where can people find accurate information on CBD?
I think what Henry said again is check out projectcbd.org. They have the information, they have links to news, to science behind the products, a whole big list of resources. They have a guide if you are considering it and you don't know where to begin. They have a beginner's guide. Incredibly
CBD
useful.
For dummies.
Exactly. So I think
don't
everybody,
have to go to Barnes & Noble to get it.
You know, check that out if you have questions, or you can also contact us and we'll get back to you with an answer as well.
Yep. We're here to help.
Well, sometimes we are.
We are.
We are.
Getting the truth out there. it ain't easy.
I know.
Education is key.
And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to think up more shit to educate you with. And we'll be back with more hot pot topics at the beach with my buds.
And I'm going to call the Pope.
Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us. We're so excited that you spend your time listening to our shenanigans and our truths.
I love spreading the truth and educating people. It's a mission of mine, so I'm glad I'm here.
And we're very excited. But right now, we feel that it is our...
Duty,
thank you. Our duty to talk about something that's very, very serious and that may have a very impact on the world. And this is, I mean...
It's very serious.
This is very serious.
It doesn't get more serious than
that. Doesn't get more serious than that.
Because we're talking about the CDC.
What's the CDC, first of all?
The Center for Disease Control.
Oh, the Center. They put out, they asked us to put this on Hemp Radio. Because yes. they thought that we were like,
Patty, we need you to do this for us.
This is a public service announcement.
Because we have huge listenership.
Huge. Anyhow, the CBD strongly suggests, are you ready for this, people? People not reuse or wash condoms.
The warning comes at a time when sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise.
Just like everything else the guy's got.
Boing. It's a trend worthy of condemnation.
Yeah. Let's not get into ED.
Seriously.
We want to talk about
CBD, not ED. I mean, when I pulled this up, I laughed so hard. I thought, really? Do people really do that? But according to them...
Incorrect use, such as reusing a condom or using more than one at a time, diminishes the protective effect.
No, wait. You mean you could put two on at a time?
I guess so.
Guys?
Don't be a fool and wrap your tool.
I like that. Don't be a fool to wrap your tool.
So you use two condoms.
No.
No, I've never done that. No.
Well, I just said, what did we say?
That
was a joke?
Men joke about that when we know we're going to sleep with someone. We know it's been around the block. We'll say, oh, double wrap that.
We meant her head.
Wait, that's what you call a bagger.
I know. You use a condom to bag her. If she suffocates, okay. Oh well.
Well,
what do you call it? What? Nymphophilia?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention felt obliged to be proactive about the proper use of prophylactics.
Whoa. What's a prophylactic?
A rubber.
Oh,
condom,
thank you. Okay,
Trojan.
Let's get back. Hey, let's keep the rubber on the road, ladies.
And it's hysterical.
I'm just wondering, is there a hemp latex that... could be better than the plastic latex?
I'm just
Wait a minute. I think we've got something there. Why can't we make hemp condoms?
I don't know.
Google search.
I think it needs some research.
I know that they have hemp Tampax.
That's true.
Yeah. And hemp Q-tips.
I bet Henry will find it.
Henry will find it.
It says cannabis-inspired male condom 4-packs on Amazon.
Oh, but those are not hemp. They're still made out of rubber.
They just have hemp wrappers. Like, the wrapper has a cannabis leaf on it.
And Patty knows
water-based hemp lubricant.
Somebody said, what the hell am I supposed to do with all these condoms in the dishwasher now? What people wrote are hysterical. Oh, my God. I'm not even reading this. Anyway... I thought that was pretty funny, and obviously Jen laughed so hard we couldn't even start the show.
Yeah, we had to wait like 5 minutes for me to
exactly. It was
be able to breathe and talk again.
It's really crazy. You know, I read another article about how they're bringing pot in. You know, through different ways and vehicles, and they found 40,000 $1,000 worth of weed hidden in golf bags.
Oh, that's genius.
Isn't that genius?
You know what? I think somebody must have watched a rerun of some of the movies about the Medellin cartel and how they were smuggling drugs in the 80s.
Did they do it in golf bags?
I don't know about golf bags, but basically anything that came in from South America was filled with cocaine or marijuana.
The best way was cadavers.
Cadavers. Dead people.
Yep.
Who did that? I see dead
what was
people.
That, what was the Denzel Washington movie, though?
Oh, I don't know.
He did that.
Wow. What a trip.
Hey, one more thing. I just have to go back to the condom issue for a second.
She's stuck on condoms.
Because there's a photo gallery on the Huffington Post, and there's a dress made out of condoms that...
Ew.
I can't tell if they're used or not, but they are rainbow colored.
But did they show it in Milan?
It doesn't say it showed in Milan. And if they didn't, we don't even want to know about it, do we?
Well, you know, being that we're talking about crazy things, and when we talk about crazy things, Florida always comes in the mix. And I can't pull this up, but...
The heat feels like we're in Florida right now.
Yeah, the heat feels like, because it's hot and humid. But a man was complaining about his broken phone, and this sounds like something that I would do, because I get real mad when I get mad at things, you know? Especially when they don't work. This is North Carolina. This isn't... A 74-year-old man ranting about a broken phone drove his car through the glass storefront of a Verizon wireless store in North Carolina.
And that's going to fix his phone?
And that's going to fix his phone. Maybe he thought that was the quick fix.
I mean, I bang things a little bit, but I don't go through glass plate windows.
The gentleman was... so upset that he drove into the store and demanded that they reopen to help him. That was part of the issue. They were closed.
Oh, so, thanks for clarifying. The store was closed and he was pissed.
Yeah, he was my damn phone's not working. I need help. Open this damn door. And then I guess he drove through it.
Maybe he had pictures of his ladies on there he wanted.
Yeah, that could be.
Well, he was only 74, so he was still probably... Although I saw his picture, and he was pretty damn scary. He demanded that it reopen and people help him. Oh, my God. He was bound and determined to get his phone fixed. Well, did he... He first kicked the door, shattering the glass. Now, there was nobody in the store. Or was there?
I don't believe there was anybody in the store.
Well, anyway.
And it doesn't say if he was arrested or anything either. So I'm assuming that you break down your Verizon store, you're going to be talking to the popo for a while.
I think if you drive your car through anything other than your garage... you're going to be talking to the police, you know?
I bet they take his phone from him.
Well, and speaking of the police, this is another one that I really liked. A Maryland man that got arrested, and we don't know what the charges are, told the police officers that he worked at Krispy Kreme, and would they accept donuts?
I think it's genius.
But they said... apparently, no. He still got arrested.
They probably weren't hot and fresh.
Wait a minute. No. I bet they were offended because you know how many people make fun of cops and donuts?
Everybody.
That's right. True. They were probably offended by it. Like, we don't eat donuts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everybody knows they do.
But what a great thing. Did he work at Krispy Kreme? Is that why he made that offer?
He should have been smart and said, do you want coffee?
Okay, so, yeah, he is facing charges, including attempting to bribe a public employee, resisting arrest.
And I can be bribed with a
It's
donut.
Unclear if he has a lawyer or not. So if anybody's looking for a pro bono case, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Maryland, he can pay you in donuts.
Right, or he could call the woman who photocopied money. Okay? Florida. We're back. She photocopied 20... she used photocopied $20 bills. God, I wish I could do that. Wouldn't that be fun?
People, you know, a while ago, it's got to be 20 years at least, they made adjustments to photocopy machines...
Are you saying we should try it?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't, because they actually photocopy machines automatically reduce the size of a photocopy, so you can't photocopy money at 100%. So unless you know the percentage to readjust your money to make it bigger when you photocopy it, it's going to come out smaller than actual money.
Yeah, it comes out fake the same money, way as your side mirror in your car. Items will appear shorter.
I thought that was genius, though. I mean, did she, I wonder if she went to a photocopy store or she just did it in her house?
Yeah, you just go down to your local Kinko's and run off a couple $120 bills and pay somebody to do it
with that money. Oh my God. Hey, we gotta go.
It's so sad to say goodbye.
I want to talk about the condom dresses.
Oh.
It's one size fits all. It'll stretch.
That's what he said.
Oh my God.
So perfect for the maternity women.
Who let the dogs out?
I was looking for something to. Hey, it's time for us to go. But check us out. I think we're starting to get our website fixed because he took the one thing off. And now when you open our website, it's just the show.
We're talking about the Wizard of Oz.
Anyway, find us at hempradio.com. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. We love hearing from you. Anybody have anything else to say?
Go U.S. Open!
No, don't go U.S. Open. Yeah. Check out EssentialMcGee.com if you need any topical products.
And also check out SoCal Hemp Market. And also look out for, in the future, Surf City Hemp Fest.
Could
they're going to make surfboards out of hemp.
No, we already do.
Somebody already does that.
Oh.
Anyway, we've had a great time. We hope that you enjoyed the show. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.
Boom. It's a mirror here. Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel like a room without a room. Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel like happiness is the truth.